Hi, I'm Pastor Mark Minturn from Coastside Church, Port Macquarie. This message was recorded live here at the church. I hope you enjoy it and it blesses your life. For more information, you can head to www.coastsidechurch.com.au.
Today, one of my favourite segments of church, and who here enjoys the panel? I personally love the panel. I get a lot out of the panel, and I just love being involved with it in church. And no greater honor than today I actually get to interview my own mother. So without further ado, have we give a massive round of applause to my beautiful mom, Shreya Minturn. Hey, mom.
Hey, Sam.
I'm not sure if I'm the one that's tired today or the church.
Why?
There's not much of a cheer today.
I know. That was a pretty lousy response, but anyway.
That's all right.
It's all good.
It's all right. It's all good. We're on holidays, so give us a break. So today, I know that we love to have fun in church, and I know we're talking about generosity lately for the last few weeks. And today I just wanted to ask you some personal questions. Are you cool with that?
Yep.
You already signed the contract?
Done.
All done? Sweet. Well, we're going to get into it. Right. But my first question here, and I know that we're talking about like putting God first, and we're talking about finance and time and all that other stuff, but I really want to focus on finance today. And I know that you, as a leader of a church, you've run the church for quite a while now, I think 17 years last 18. Sunday? 18 okay. years? Yeah. Anyway. I can't remember. I'm young as. Anyway. So my first question for you today was, with serving God, how many times have you even been faced with a decision to put Him first, yet it was like so hard and you decided not to do it? What actually happened? Like, was that the best decision you ever made? Or
I actually find that a really hard question to answer, because I was really, really privileged to have grown up in a family where giving to God was taught to me at such a young age. And, you know, my dad's here this morning, and he instilled in us from a very young age that giving to God was a priority in our life. So, and I know you've heard Mark share in the past that for both Mark and I, giving from our very first paycheck was something we've always done. And so I guess I've never actually faced a situation where I've said no to God in finances. And even to the point, and Mark shared a little bit of this story last week, and if you've missed any of the series of generosity, make sure you get it off the computer or download it or get a CD off Kaz, because it's really been amazing teaching. But part of what he shared last week was that how we lost our home. And he didn't go into the details of that. The details were that we really felt at the time that Mark was to go to China, and I had Sam and Zach as little toddlers. I was pregnant with Kai. It was before we were the pastors here. We were the youth pastors serving here part-time. We'd just lost our home. Well, we were in the process of losing our home. And we really felt God said for Mark to go. Now, your immediate reaction is, you've got to be kidding me. Look at my circumstances. Look at what I'm losing. Look at all the stuff going on around my life. I've got two babies. I'm pregnant with my third. What the heck am I doing? And we just trusted God and sold furniture. And if anybody remembers coming to our home at that time of our lives, you sat on Eskies around my table. And that's what we did. And, you know, and like Mark shared, and I'm not going to go into it because this is just a short time of question and answer, but the outcome of believing God, even when your circumstances look really bad, is incredible. And at that time, you know, and so I've learnt from a very young age that the importance of giving to God. And I talk to Mark about this, to Dad about this, and I can't actually think of a time where both of us being together have ever said no to God, no matter how outrageous His requests for our lives have been financially. And I'm really hoping that I've instilled that value into you guys. You, my kids and stuff. So, yeah.
And I can definitely back that up. I mean, sometimes we do get financially, like I know personally, I get into a struggle, but it's very hard to actually say no when you've, from a very young age, taught that to us and instilled us. And I can tell you now that I just wanted to know, because it leads me onto my second question. You said that it's never been an option to say no. It's always God first, and that's amazing. But I know a lot of the questions that people ask is, is it like, because if you're financially successful and you got heaps of money and stuff like maybe, I don't know, you've served God really long, you know him really well, does that make that easier? So like for me, that's on a certain wage compared to a millionaire. Wouldn't you think the millionaire can give money easily because he's got more money? Is that an issue that, because I know people in this room might be like, oh, well, I don't earn enough, so I can't give enough?
No, giving's not a wallet condition, it's a heart condition. And I've seen that play out in so many people's lives. And like I said, there are times where we've had nothing and God's required us to give. And even seasons in our life where we've just had zero bank balance and we've had financial advisors say, you guys are living on nothing and we are living on something, or God's required us to give twice as much as we, you know, need to. I just feel like nowadays a lot of people look for their religious experience or their experience of God as a very convenient thing. It's what can God do for me? What can happen to me quickly? Bless me, God. Do this, do that, do that. I want. And faith is an incredible thing. A lot of us sitting here this morning are here because we have a faith in God. And Hebrews 11:1 says, you know, faith is the substance of things, the substance of things that are unseen, evidence of things that are yet to happen. And so for me, I guess, as the journey goes, the more you step out and go, alrighty, God, let's give it a go, the more your faith actually grows in God when you see things happen. So I think the longer your journey in God and the quicker you put principles into your life that can be like a sure foundation for your life, then the greater it is, your faith gets like grows muscles. And then you go, you know what? Next time when God actually asks me to do something a little bit extra outrageous, you know what? He came through last time. I'm going to give it a go. And that's what developing is all about. So, of course, when you first begin your walk with God, it's going to be a little bit, you know, oh my goodness, this is all new and what the heck is the money situation all about and all of that. But as you grow and you develop and like I said, because I was taught from such a young age, I've never questioned giving God, never ever. I just never would, because I've just seen what a lifestyle of that brings. You know, and it's not been smooth sailing. Like I said, in the middle of all of this, we lost a house. We lost lots of things. We lost everything that was our material security. But now when I look back at where I am now, what God's done is it blessed me tenfold, twentyfold to what I gave up to serve him.
Ah, so good. That I had a sub-question there too, which I think you answered pretty clear, because I had here... So the longer you serve God, the easier and easier it becomes to give? Or is it just hard for beginners, like people that are just starting out?
I think it's hard for people that have served God for a long time too that won't give him that part of their life.
Yeah, wow.
I don't think it's got anything to do with where you are in as far as I've been, you know, coming to church or knowing God for 3 months, 5 months, 3 years, 10 years. It's where you let God have that part of your life, you know. Yeah. For finances, we are all ruled by finances, whether you want to sit there, shake your head at me or not. That's the reality of life. Everything that we do, it costs you money to get into this building today. It costs us money to put the lights on and the sound system and, you know, everything for you to be in this building today. We are all ruled by finances. Unless you walked on your little God-given legs to get to church, which I'm sure some of you had, and unless you didn't eat this morning and you slept outside on the grass, then it costs you something to be in this building this morning. So finances rules our world, and it's how we manage finances ourselves. I mean, God only requires us to give 10%. People carry on about, oh my goodness, the church's asking for your money and God's asking for your money. 10% people. You know, 90% is yours to be steward. Like we've got a brain, God gave us a brain. Sometimes we need to use that brain to go, you know what, God, with that 90%, I'm going to live my life well. And yeah. I'm going to not only give to you because that's going to enhance my life and it's going to be obedience to you, but I'm also going to be able to take... So I'd give like my portion to the church that God requires me to give. I'm obedient to God. That's what I choose to do with my life. And then out of what I get, that 90%, I still give to other people and do things and bless people and pay for people's groceries and do bits and pieces. They don't come out of my tithe. I don't donate my church, my time to church, and that's my tithe. That is what I do on top of what God requires me to do.
That's so good. Not only as a son, and I know that you're the leader of this church, but you guys both, you lead by example, and I just want to honour you for that. Like, you don't just say we should do this, but you actually lead the way. And I know that there's never been a time where you've told me to give without seeing you give first. So I want to honour you for that. Question three, last question of the day, just for those. Now, you're a long-serving pastor, so you've been in the game for quite a while. Like you said, you were brought up with it. Anyway.
It's a crazy game. It's a crazy game, yep.
I'm having a shocker today, aren't I?
Right.
Go conferences. So I know that there's people in this room that obviously can fall into any of the categories you just mentioned. What is your recommendation as someone that's been long-serving, long-giving, leading that way, living that lifestyle? What's some recommendations on how they can start to put God first with their finance?
I think, like I said back in question two, faith has a lot to do with it. You're in this building because there is a little tweak of a seed or a developed relationship with God, and that you want to develop that relationship of faith. So faith is something we can't actually see. And that's what the Bible's full about, things of faith. And I honestly believe, as a person that has probably served God most of her, well, all of my adult life, and have been a Christian since I was about 9 years old, that each of us have that God-shaped hole in our lives, and we tend to want to fill it with whatever. There's always a longing, there's always a something, and faith plays a huge, huge part. And I just would, you know, and like I said, for me, I can sit up here and you can all sit there and go, oh, yeah, it's easy for you because you've done it since you were a teenager. Not really, because I know two of my children that work, that battle with giving, that hold jobs, you know. So it's not something that necessarily comes easy because I was raised that way. It was a choice that I made. And, you know, I know Sam gives. I know that, and he's seen, like he said, he's seen that. There's, you know, like I said, other kids in my family that struggle with that concept a bit. So it's not an automatic thing, you know, oh, well, you were lucky you got brought up in a Christian home, you learnt to give. No, I made a just choice. And I said, as my journey's progressed in God, and we've been put in some really crazy situations with our finances, and I still live in crazy land when it comes to finances. I'm married to crazy man himself, who puts me in crazy financial situations, and I don't think that's ever going to change. So I just like, whoa, breathe. And so it's probably twofold. One, that I have developed my faith to grow. When I look at the world, and we can look at today and we can get stuck in today and we can go, all of my life is determined by what I do today. And if we have that thinking, we never grow. We never expand beyond today. So the lessons of today and all of that keep us bound there if that's all we look at. And I made it a priority in my life, and sometimes it's really hard to do this, but to set myself up for future and to set my kids up for future, that I can't just get stuck in today. So I can't look at my bank balance and go, oh, $10 left this week, haven't given to God. But you know what? I really want to go to the movies, so I'm going to do that instead. I look at my financial and I think I need to set myself up for the future. I need to set my family up for the future. And a lot of us get trapped in today. We get trapped in the pay-to-pay, like the week-to-week pay. We get trapped in the emotions of today, what's happening today, the circumstances of today. And you need to take a step back and go, you know what? I want to invest in my life and set myself up for an incredible future, set my family up for an incredible future. And sometimes that's going to be hard, and sometimes that's going to hurt, and sometimes it's going to be really uncomfortable. But if you look at you value who you are and you value your life and you value your future, then set yourself up today. Don't make excuses of, oh, it's too difficult this week. Oh, you don't know, you don't know. I do know. I've lost a home. I know. I know what it's like to be on the floor crying with no food in my house. I understand that. But you've got to step out, get that awesome word faith, grow it some muscle, and just see and invest in your life for the future. you know, and stop looking at just what today's circumstances. I always say, I use the analogy that, you know, today is one piece of the jigsaw puzzle. God's got this huge jigsaw puzzle in front of us, and today our day is just one piece of that. He looks at that whole entire finished product, and I've made it a life's journey to invest in my future. And finance is, like I said, because it runs the world and it runs all of us, is a huge part of that. That I actually, it's not something I shy away from speaking to. I love talking about things that are making half of you squirm in your seats, because I have walked in it and I've seen the outcome of building into my faith, even when I've had to lie on the floor and cry because there's been nothing, and just trust God.
That's so good. How about we give Sri a massive round of applause?